Hi, I'm Susan Matheson. I'm the Molly and Walter Barais Curator of Ancient Art here at the Yale Art Gallery. We're looking at a portrait of Marcus Aurelius, which shows the future emperor at the age of about 26. It's carved of white marble, but as you can see from the traces of red pigment around the eyes, it was once totally painted. And this is something that we need to remember about all Greek and Roman sculpture. You can see that he has very curly hair. There's a little bit of it missing on top, so you can imagine that it was even rounder. That curly, drilled hair contrasts very well with the smooth, shiny surface of his flesh, and with the light, thin beard that he has. He has a mustache, feathery eyebrows, and drilled eyes. All of these are characteristic of sculpture of the 2nd century AD. The head was set into a body, would have been a standing figure, and he probably would have been wearing armor, military garb of some sort. It would have also been set on top of a base, which would have borne an inscription that would have named him and would have told us the date and would have given us possibly the occasion on which the statue was erected. Such statues were distributed throughout the Roman Empire as the official image of the emperor, and the portrait heads that went with them became a sort of type. In which you would recognize the emperor's features immediately. And it's that visual recognition that allows us to identify this portrait, even though we don't have the inscription that names him. As you can see from the coin in front of you, attached to the case, there's a very distinct similarity between the features of the portrait head and the features of the individual represented on the coin. These features allow us to identify him as the same person, and the reverse of the coin gives titles of the emperor that allow us to date the coin and the marble portrait very precisely. These titles indicate the coin was issued in 147 or 48 AD, and it means that the portrait bust would have been carved at approximately the same time. This was an important year in Marcus's life. He had been married only 2 years before, and his first child was born this year. He was consul for the second time, and he was being trained to be emperor. He had been adopted by Antoninus Pius and had been declared the successor to the throne in 139. He then was known mostly for military feats celebrated in the Column of Marcus Aurelius and the equestrian statue of Marcus Aurelius, both in Rome. And it is through these military conquests that his iconography is developed, the military gear, the armor and so forth that he wore. He spent many of his last years on the German frontier defending the empire. His wife was with him and also his son and sole heir became the Emperor Commodus, and you see a bust statue of him to the left, shown as a child of 11. Both father and son, Marcus and Commodus, were acknowledged as heroes of the German campaigns and given the title Germanicus in triumphal procession in Rome, and a medal was issued that shows both of them, and the portrait of Marcus himself really shows him as evoking and emanating both the pride and the promise of this golden era of the Roman Empire.